Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to Circle Sanctuary Network Podcasts, brought to you by Circle Sanctuary, one of the oldest nature spirituality churches in the United States, connecting people of nature-centered paths around the world. Join us through the week for a variety of shows discussing various topics, celebrating the divine in all of its forms through nature worship, rituals, education, and building bridges of community.
Good evening, and welcome to another episode of Moon Magic, hosted by yours truly, Jeanette Ewing, otherwise known as Reverend Red Wolf, and Dave, who is co-host, engineer, and all things electronic in our cyber world. So tonight, we are going to do a protection ritual. I'm going to have a couple of parts, but they're interwoven. I personally have been thinking a lot about what's going on the Supreme Court. In fact, just a day or two ago, the Supreme Court justices heard a case involving LGBT rights in the workplace. And some listening might be wondering, well, what does this have to do with paganism? And within our pagan community, regardless of whether you're talking about your local community, regional, or national greater pagan community, many members of our pagan community are also part of the LGBT community. And I think it is right and appropriate that for this month's full moon ritual that we spend a little bit of time working and trying to raise some energy for protections for that particular group. Now, we are at a few weeks after the fall equinox. We only have 3 weeks until the traditionally celebrated Night of Samhain, just October 31st. The astrological Samhain tide is actually about a week or so later, in early November. But we are in this time of increases in the number of minutes of nighttime. In some parts of the United States, it's actually started to get noticeably cooler. Fall is definitely in the air. And at this time of the year, and really up through the darkest months of the year, my thoughts often turn to home and hearth and protection. Protection of self, protection for our home and all of those living in that home, protection for our human family and our four-legged family, protection for those that we call our chosen family. And so tonight, this ritual is going to embody calling on the goddess and gods of this time of the year to aid us in protecting what we hold dear. So tonight's altar setup is focused around that theme. Last month's, and hopefully David does have a picture of that somewhere that we can post on Facebook and other forms of social media. I had started using these crocheted cozies. You can call them cozies. They were made to cover the 7-day jar candles, and they work really nicely. But my cats are not the brightest bulbs in the box. And so having those large candles, it was a little bit dangerous to having all of them lit. So this month, I have things focused a little bit differently. My main candles are candles in the center altar working, which, and I've used this for a while now, a friend of mine gave this to me, a large piece of cedar plank that I use as my altar board or spell board here in the center area. And I have my little animal tchotchke that made out of several different types of stones that surround my center big sphere. I'm very drawn to selenite, so that is my center sphere. I do have a number of stones that I'm going to be using for a later protection working, some quartz pieces that I have on here that I'm going to be charging. I have a very unusual piece of flint-napped obsidian that I bought separately at a store recently. They happen to have it, and that's going to go on top of a staff of some sort. I have several at some point later on this season. And I have my other main stones of protection. I've got jet, and I've got hematite, and some other obsidian stones, and some red jasper, and a few others. So we are all set to go for working with defensive magic and protecting our homes, ourselves, our loved ones, and members of our community. So we're going to start by taking a few deep breaths. We're going to ground ourselves. And let all the stress and worries of the day leave through your body. Let it flow down your body through your legs and your feet. Have your feet sitting firmly on the floor. And we visualize that energy moving out through our feet. We envision roots from our feet going deep into the ground through the layers of the building that we are sitting in, into the ground. So we let go of all of the worries and stresses of the day. And take a deep breath inward. And feel that nourishing, energizing, protective energy of Mother Earth fill you, move up from your feet, through your legs, and into your center, and let it sit there. and let it fill you up. Let it charge you up. And if there's any excess, send it out through your arms, into the cosmos. And we cast our circle of protection in the room and the space, in the here and the now, and in the time beyond, whenever you may be listening to this. Circle of light, circle of sound, circle of spirit, circle around. Circle of light, circle of sound, circle of protection, circle around. Circle of light, circle of sound, circle of community, circle around. And our circle is cast. And we are connected to each other in this time and space. And in the time beyond. And we start by turning our attention to the east. Spirits, elementals, and guardians of the east and air, I call on you to blow danger away. And to fill our space with intellect, wisdom. May we hear the messages from our gods and goddesses, from our ancestors. And from those elemental beings. Protect us from harm this night. Spirits, elementals, and guardians of air, we welcome you. And we next turn our attention to the south. Spirits, elementals, and guardians of the south, I call on you to guard us with a wall of flame. Lend us your energies of protection, creativity, passion, power, energy. Protect us from all harm this night. Spirits, elementals, and guardians of the South and Fire, we welcome you. And we turn next to the West, and we call the spirits, elementals, and guardians of the West . We call on you to circle us with the river of safety. Lend us your cleansing energies. Fill our hearts and minds and souls with compassion and empathy for our fellow humans and for all living creatures on the planet. Aid us in our powers of introspection and intuition. Protect us from all harm this night. Spirits, elementals, and guardians of the West and water, we welcome you. And we turn our attentions to the north on this dark night. Spirits, elementals, and guardians of the north and earth, we call on you to ground us with the strength of stone. Ground us, center us. Aid us in providing physical sustenance, shelter, be that rock upon which we stand always. Spirits, elementals, and guardians of the north and earth. We welcome you. Great goddess of the moon, of many names and from many different cultures, with your powers growing on this night and so sharp and bright, we call on you for protection from any dangers, man-made or natural, intentional or accidental, from within or without, lend us your energies to protect us, to guide us, to teach us. Grant us wisdom. Hear our pleas. On this night and in the nights to come. Moon goddesses, by many different names, from many different cultures, we welcome you, and blessed be. And on this evening, let us take a few moments to think about who you need protection from, if anyone. Who your family might need to be protected from. Or if not a person, perhaps a situation. Maybe you just need general protection from no specific threats. Maybe you need protection to ensure you keep your job or your home. Maybe the neighborhood you live in isn't terribly safe. Maybe you have coworkers that aren't the nicest to you. Maybe they have harassed you. Maybe you've been in relationships that haven't worked out. So visualize, put this in the forefront of your mind's eye. Think about those things, persons or situations you need protection from. Now imagine being enveloped by a bright, white, warming light. And this is a strong energy. This is the energy that comes from your community and your ancestors and your family, biological and chosen. All of those people that keep you safe. And this white light also comes from your goddesses and your gods. Imagine, visualize it in your mind, that your goddesses and gods are blessing this circle with light and making this strong and impenetrable, so that you your home, your family are protected from harm. We are protected. 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 We are protected by our community. We are protected by our ancestors. We are protected by our gods and goddesses. And by those we love who love us. So mote it be. And let us also remember the most vulnerable in our society, those living in our communities, or even someplace on the other side of the world. Who also need protection. Children still living in detention camps in the United States. Members of the LGBT community, regardless of their spiritual past, are being threatened with having more rights taken away when, as a friend of mine just said recently, I thought we'd already fought this battle. Or those across the world who had been our allies, but are suddenly forgotten. So let's take a few minutes to think about these people. There are some I know within the pagan community who have done work with immigrants, with refugees already. And there are many friends that I have in the pagan community that are also LGBT. And I think about them. And I worry that if they don't live in a state with protections, that they could lose their job and everything that that entails. All that comes with that. So with that bright white light that we have surrounding us now, imagine sending out little tendrils of light to go where they need it most, to the people who are the most vulnerable. Those members of our society that need protection. Children, our friends, our colleagues, and may the goddess bless and protect those people who need shelter from a storm, who need a safe place to land, who deserve the same rights as everyone else living in this country. Protect, bless us, guide us, so that we may also help those people in need. So mote it be. You know, one thing I typically do for my protection rituals is it usually involves a component of making an effort through an additional step of spell work to banish harm and negativity. And for something of this nature, you can envision specific harm direct that has been directed towards you from a person, or if you don't know, you can certainly focus that outward so that any harmful energies that may have been directed towards you goes back out to the universe. Some people also direct it back towards the person if they know specifically who has harmed them or who is threatening them with harm. For the purposes of what we're going to do tonight, for this part of it, again, imagine, think about, focus on those situations that have caused you stress, that have caused you harm. Pull that out of you. Envision it being pushed away. And yes, I also do have a black candle that has been lit for this purpose. And as you do so, send it out or send it down into Mother Earth to be grounded and transformed into another form of energy. And use this time to call upon your goddesses and gods to protect you, keep you safe, and banish, remove harm directed towards you, your home, your family of biology, or chosen family, members of your community. Those who are the most vulnerable and need the most help. Banish, banish, keep us from harm. 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 So mote it be. You can also use this time to write specific petitions to your ancestors, to your goddesses and your gods, for specific help in protecting you on this particular night. And we thank our deities for being with us, our gods and our goddesses, our moon goddesses by many names from many places, our goddesses of protection. We thank you for being with us, for giving us protection, for keeping us from any dangers, man-made or natural, intentional or accidental, from within or without. Thank you for blessing us with your presence, for providing us with intellect, wisdom, and for being with us always. deities of many names, gods and goddesses of many names from many different cultures. We thank you for being with us. Blessed be. And we turn to the center and we thank our ancestors for being with us, for watching over us, for providing us with protection, for listening to our prayers, and for hearing our thoughts and concerns. Ancestors, we thank you for being with us. Blessed be. And now we once again turn our direction outward. And we turn to the north. And those spirits, elementals, and guardians of the north and earth, we thank you for grounding us with the strength of stone. For stability. For physical sustenance. Physical power. And strength. We thank you for being with us this night. Spirits, elementals, and guardians of the north and earth, stay if you will, but go if you must. Blessed be. And we turn our direction back to the west. And we call on the spirits, elementals, and guardians of the west and water. We thank you for encircling us with the river of safety. We thank you for cleansing our hearts and minds and souls, for aiding us with having compassion for our fellow creatures on this planet. Powers of the water, we thank you. Spirits, elementals, and guardians of the west and water, stay if you will, but go if you must. Blessed be. And next, we turn back to the south. And we call on the spirits, elementals, and guardians of the south and fire. We thank you for guarding us with the wall of flame, for keeping the hearth fires burning, for protecting us with your mighty flame of passion, of creativity, of courage as we face this dark time of the year. Fiery flame shining bright, we thank you for being with us this night. Spirits, elementals, and guardians of the south and fire, stay if you will, but go if you must. Blessed be. And lastly, we turn our attention back to the east. Spirits, elementals, and guardians of the east and air, we thank you for blowing danger away from us this evening. Thank you for granting us intellect and wisdom, and for sending our messages and prayers to our ancestors and to our goddesses and gods. Powers of the air, we thank you. And spirits, elementals, and guardians of the east and air, stay if you will, but go if you must. Blessed be. And as we see this bright light that has encircled our altars and our space, our homes, know that you are connected, not only in the here and the now, but connected to all others listening to this in the future. Circle of light, of power, of protection, of community. You are open, but never broken. Merry meet and merry part, and merry meet again. Blessed be. And so this concludes tonight's ritual. I would like to give a big shout out to author Deborah Blake, who I talked about in our show at the end of September, when I talked about protection and multiple ways you can use various elements of nature for protective work. She is an author. She also has a Patreon page, and for her work in September, for her fall equinox ritual, she wrote a spell that was part of that fall equinox working. And so large parts of this, because I liked the way it sounded, and I thought it was very relevant to what we were doing this evening, I used parts of that for our protection ritual this evening. So big shout out to Deborah Blake. She is on Facebook, and you can find many of her books, various places on Amazon, and she also has a website as well. I think it's Deborah Blake Author. So I did have to give credit where credit is due. So what else do we have going on? Well, our next show for Moon Magic is going to be on October 31st, on actual traditional Samhain night. We're going to be talking about the many traditions associated with Samhain, some of the history of Samhain, and towards the end, we will do a little short working to connect with our ancestors on this evening. Coming up on Circle Sanctuary Network podcast, CSNP, we have shows coming up this weekend. Selena Fox also has another rebroadcast show as part of her Nature Magic show. And in the month of October, these rebroadcasts are focusing on everything having to do with Samhain. This month also happens to be Circle Sanctuary's 45th anniversary, and in honor of that, Selena is doing a four-part show. It started last night on the story of Circle and the story of Circle Sanctuary. It is an amazing story. David and I have heard parts of the story in varying degrees and varying details over the years. But if you want the big download of everything from the very beginnings of the very early days of Circle and what Selena's inspiration was for starting Circle and buying the land that is now Circle Sanctuary land, I highly recommend listening to these series of shows. So the first one was last night. All shows, once they are played, are immediately archived. They're also on iTunes, Evox, Stitcher, Spotify, TuneIn, and a few others. And even as I speak, I am looking for other places we can plop our shows out in the cybersphere. On October 12th, on Pagans del Mundo, Pagans of the World, one of our Spanish language shows, Laura Gonzalez is actually going to be on, and she's talking about Dia de los Muertos. I've also heard her talk on this before. She is very knowledgeable on this. It's something she's very passionate about. So make sure you listen if you can. October 13th, Sunday, Nature Mystic. Did I call it Nature Magic? Nature Mystic with Selena. We are talking about she is talking about ancestor magic on Lunatic Mondays, Monday, October 14th. We have got tarot, oracles, and divination. And we'll have another episode of Circle Talk. And this episode is going to be also about Circle Sanctuary because it is Circle's 45th birthday. So Selena and a number of other Circle ministers and other long-timers are going to talk about Circle Sanctuary and the Circle land and everything that Circle has been doing for the past nearly half century. So there's a lot going on. Remember, if you can't listen now, you can definitely download this later. Lastly, make sure you go to Circle Sanctuary's actual website, URL address, circlesanctuary.org. They have a number of activities going on. I know tomorrow night, Friday night, on Circle Land, they will have their full moon ritual. And Circle also has their big Samhain celebration. If you live in the Midwest and you want a really good, meaningful Samhain experience, I cannot recommend them more wholeheartedly than I already do, because their rituals and their Samhain events are awesome. Their Samhain weekend is Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, October 25th, 26th, and 27th. Registration is limited because there are space limitations because so many people want to go. So, if you are interested in going, if you know of anybody who might be interested in going, let them know and register now rather than later because space is running out. So that is all we have for this evening, which is a lot. Remember to like us often on Facebook. We are also on Instagram. And so this evening, because it's the time of the year and I really like this particular musician, I am going to play a song by Dave the Bard. He is an English musician. He's also, I think he is the High Muckety Muck Bard. That's not the right term. Senior Bard with the Order of Bards, Ovates, and Druids out of the UK. And this song is called The Cauldron Born. So thank you for listening, and we will see you on the flip side.
How the land is bathed in silver hue. You feel so lonely. Come with me and let me show there are others just like you who feel the powers of earth, sea, and sky, of dragon and fairy. Shades of the night, hear the call of our ancestors of blood and bone. Of womb and tomb and standing stone. Lady, stir your cauldron well, chant your words and sing just like hell. Deep within this dark and cold, hear the goddess Ceridwen call. We'll be right back.
Cauldron born,
Circle Sanctuary Network podcasts, presented by Circle Sanctuary and produced for all who follow the Nature Center paths. Join us here throughout the week for various programming connecting the community around the world. And please don't forget to watch for updates on the Circle Sanctuary website at www.circlesanctuary.org. And follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/CSNpodcasts. We can also be found on your favorite podcast hosting sites, such as iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and others. And until next time, many blessings.